This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July wheat ended the week at 562 and a quarter, up 30 and a quarter. September wheat ended at 568, up 30. December wheat ended at 576, up 27 and a half. July corn on Friday ended the week at 385, up 8 and a half. September corn, 392 and a quarter, up 9 and 3 quarter. December corn ended at 402, up 9 and 3 quarter. July soybeans on Friday ended the week at 1002. That was up 1 and 3 quarter. August beans ended at 997 and 3 quarter, up 10 and 3 quarter. September beans ended at 989 and a half, up 10 and a quarter. July soybean meal on Friday ended the week at 341.30, up 46. August meal 334.80, up 43. September meal 329.60, up 43. July soybean oil on Friday ended the week at 33.22, down 14. August oil 33.31, down 14. September oil ended at 33.38, down 16. July oats on Friday ended the week at 259 and a half, down 1 1/4. September oats ended at 267 and a quarter, up a quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois winter grain prices did end higher on Friday afternoon. Persistent rainfall for the Corn Belt and concern with possible flooding helped to lift grain prices. Technical buying at the Port of Trade also supported prices as funds begin to shift positions. In northern and western Illinois, Kinder Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 5 to 8 cents at 355 to 373. Soybean bids mostly 2 cents higher at 973 to 1001. In central Illinois, Kinder Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 5 to 8 cents at 359. Up to 381, with soybean bids 5 to 9 higher at 985 to 1010. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 5 to 7 cents at 363 to 386, soybean bids 2 cents higher at 991 to 1010, and wheat prices jumped 30 cents on Friday at 494 to 537. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 to 13 higher on Friday at 1013 to 1038. Basis ended mixed, ranging from 15 to 40 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 353.30 to 366.30 per ton, up $4.60, with basis steady at 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 5 to 10 higher at 379 to 396. Basis ended mixed on Friday at 6 under to 11 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 to 9 higher at 374 to 382. Basis steady to 1 cent lower at 11 under to 3 under July. Soybeans ended up 2 to 5 cents at 1007 to 1016. With basis steady to 3 cents higher at 5 to 14 over July, and wheat prices rallied 30 to 36 cents at 522 to 530, with basis steady to 6 cents higher at 40 under to 32 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 6 to 10 higher at 393 to 397. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 2 cents with quotations at 1028 to 1033. Soft wheat rallied 25 to 30 cents at 530 to 537, and Milo ended the day up 8 to 9 at 435 to 452. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 361 to 377. New crop soybean bids range from 927 to 956. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 366 up to 377. New crop soybean bids were at 951 to 964. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from 365 to 377. And new crop soybean bids range from 940 up to 963. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, July hogs ended the week at 75.45, up 80. August hogs, 72.82, up 67. October hogs ended at 63.32, up 60. June cattle on Friday ended the week at 148.40, down a dime. August cattle, 148.52, down a nickel. And October cattle ended at $151, down a dime. August feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at 217.25, down $1.80. September feeders, 215.90, down $1.37. And October feeders ended at 214.60, down $1.10. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 26th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 44 cents lower in the range of $62 to $75.25, with the weighted average carcass price of $72.98. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 26 to 32, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 36, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 38, and 6 weights and up 36 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading 50 cents to $2 lower, with a moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $48 to $52.50. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,793 head. And now for the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction for Thursday, June 26th. They had receipts of 215 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148.50 to 154.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 137.50 to 144.75. Choice slaughter heifers, 148.50 to 152. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 146 to 150.50. And on a dress basis at 236 to 238. Heifers on a live basis traded at 147 to 150, and on a dress basis 235 to 238. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 262 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 81.73, and that was 91 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, 253.12, that was 204 lower. Select carcasses, 248.15, that was $1.98 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000 compared to 109,000 last week and 117,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running behind 7.5%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 403,000. That compared to 420,000 last week and 319,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running ahead 6.6%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Welcome to our farm show for Monday, June 29th. This is John Michael Marty. Deadline approaching for the 2015 Illinois State Fair competition. I wanted to mention this to you because it's coming up very quick before we get into part three and part four of Lacey Nodal's Star Farmer interview. The deadline for many competitions to be held by the state fair are quickly approaching. Each year, the fair hosts more than 8,700 contests, ranging from livestock and horticulture to judged art shows and cooking and culinary showdowns. The competition livestock-wise, the livestock entry deadline is July 1st. Now, that's except for poultry and rabbits. July 1st is the livestock entry deadline. Rabbits and poultry is July 10th. And then general entries, July 15th. And then the floriculture August 1st, roses, August 12th, dairy products, August 12th, bee culture open and up until the time the judging begins, the bee culture professional, August 13th. Now, the Illinois State Fair will be held August 13th to the 23rd. Now, earlier last week at the Montgomery County Fair in Butler, Terry Tote interviewed our latest FFA star farmer. She is Lacey Nodal from Fillmore, and certainly a great honor and one well-deserving. Here's part one today of her interview, and we'll do part two and the second part of our farm show today.
What does it mean to you to be a participant in the county fair?
It comes from rich traditions. The county fair has really taught kids to be responsible and have a little fun while you're at it. I mean, it's not all about winning and losing. It's just about the family time and making memories.
Not only family time, but you also make memories with a lot of friends.
Yes, yes.
Tell us about the people you meet. And what do they mean to you as far as seeing them maybe several times on the circuit?
Well, I think seeing them, I remember all the things that we've done, you know, playing wiffle ball or frisbee and, you know, just having a great time.
Yeah. Just, it's part of Americana, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And when you talk about this sort of stuff, we have to realize there's a lot of young people who don't ever get a chance to experience anything like this. Mm-hmm. So it's really rather special that you get an opportunity to do this, and it's kind of sad that other kids don't get a chance to bond like this with friends over, you know, similar interests and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and you know, there are people that will come to the county fairs, a lot of, you know, people who aren't involved in agriculture, and I think it's important for us to, you know, they ask about an animal, I'm more than happy to tell them about it, you know, just get the word out about agriculture.
Do little youngsters come up to you and ask questions sometimes?
Yeah, they always want to pet your steer, heifer, and, you know, I always let them, and it's no problem.
All right, that's great. Lacey, thanks for joining us. Congratulations again. Terrific job, and we wish you well here at the Montgomery County Fair. Have you been to any other fairs this year?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so this is the first one. Is this going to be the only one?
No.
No? Where else are you going to show?
Fayette, Bond, Christian, and then State.
Tell me one great memory about.
Well, there's a lot of great memories. There's a lot of great FFA memories. Going to the national convention, that was definitely one of my favorites.
Were you nervous?
No.
You really weren't?
No.
It was just a piece of cake, huh?
It was.
How many years did you go to the national convention?
All 4 years of high school.
All 4 years. Okay. So you were kind of used to the surroundings and everything. Okay. So that was just par for the course. Mm-hmm. Everything was cool. Okay. So FFA was part of the great memories of Nokomis High School. Was there a particular event or contest or something that stands out in your mind?
Well, definitely the state livestock judging. That's always a fun one. It's really competitive, and I live for the competition.
Now, we talk about competition, and we know of competition on a basketball field or a court or a football field or baseball, whatever. But competition, when you talk about competition in showing animals, we're talking about how the animal actually looks to the judges, how the animal reacts to you and to the judges. You know, that's part of the competition that most people don't even realize.
No,
they figure, I just drag that animal out there and, you know, what the heck, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the case.
No.
How much training goes into the end?
Several months. As soon as I purchase them, or even right now, we're tying up baby calves that we've raised. And, you know, they're a handful, of course, but it takes months and months before the show to get them ready.
So 20 years from now, what are you going to be doing?
Hopefully having a job in agriculture, keeping the family farm up, definitely, and maybe going out and getting another career myself.
Okay, sounds great. Lacey Nodal, who is pride and joy of Mid-Illinois, Nokomis High School, and star FFA farmer for this year. Congratulations, young lady, and good luck, and maybe we'll see you tomorrow again after the cattle judging, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Lacey.
Thank you.
There you have it, our interview with Lacey Nodal, this year's FFA star farmer from Fillmore, Illinois. Great visit with her, with Terry Tote, up at the Montgomery County Fair last week. That's our farm show for today, part two. This is John Michael Marty. I hope you have a wonderful rest of the week.